Jeff Sharp is the managing partner at Estate Planning Legal Services PC, brand new partner of Focus with Paul W. Smith. He's been practicing law over 25 years, specializing in estate planning, business planning, and special needs planning. He attended MSU, Michigan State University, receiving a Bachelor of Arts, and received his law degree from the then Detroit College of Law, which is now Michigan State University College of Law. And it's a pleasure to meet you and have you on board here, Jeff. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You know, the first thing I want to say is what I say in the commercial. There are a lot of people, myself included, who grew up with not a lot of anything. And we always thought that trusts were for rich people. We've now learned that a revocable living trust is something important for any of us who've worked very hard to accumulate anything.
That is so true. Everyone's worked hard their whole lifetime and they want to pass things to their family, the last thing they need is probate. Probate is bad because probate takes time. It's public record so everyone can see what your life is and was. Plus, it costs money. The AARP suggests that probate costs 5% of the value of your estate. People can avoid that with a trust.
Imagine avoiding a bill of 5% on everything you worked your entire life to create, to accumulate, and have, and knowing that 5% or more is going to be taken away from the family you want to leave it to. That should motivate everyone, Jeff, to look into this idea of having a revocable living trust. And it's not difficult. It sounds complicated, but you guys make it much easier than one would guess.
It does sound daunting, that I would agree, but when we have a chance to sit and meet with you, we try and explain how everything works, what all the moving parts are, and really it comes down to the who, the what, and the when, who you want to receive assets, what you want them to receive, and when should they receive the assets, and we can make it just that simple for everybody.
And I should make it clear that Estate Planning Legal Services PC, though we talk very much about the revocable living, really is the tip of the iceberg for people's needs for probate and estate planning, because yes, you do durable powers of attorney for financial assets and medical issues, personal property allocations, asset transfers, advanced planning documentation. You do all of that.
Yeah, that's part of the estate plan. One of the things I think that we pride ourselves upon is being able to sit down with individuals and discuss what really their needs are, what their goals and wishes are, and how can we best meet those wishes and goals through an estate plan. And so a comprehensive estate plan can definitely include, and probably should, the trust, the powers of attorney, and even a will, believe it or not.
Well, I believe it. And I just want you to reiterate how an estate plan protects us and our heirs and why there, in fact, is a need for an estate plan. You don't have to be a millionaire. You just have to be somebody who's worked hard all your life.
Absolutely correct. You really don't need to be a millionaire. In fact, really everybody needs some sort of estate plan. What it comes down to is control. If you don't have an estate plan, you're letting the state of Michigan decide what you want from your estate planning wishes are. And for most people, the state of Michigan doesn't quite meet your criteria. So by having an estate plan, you get that control. You can control who's in charge, control who's receiving your assets, who's making decisions for you if you cannot for yourself. So I really think it's imperative because you want the right people in the right positions.
Why don't you did a little right there, but would you go over maybe for the peace of mind that we're offering people, the six major reasons why people of modest all the way to substantial means should establish an estate plan, starting for, we already know, privacy for self and family, substantial cost savings. What are some of the others again?
Well, I think some of the others are you get to have, again, that control over who's making decisions.
Greater control of your assets. Okay.
Absolutely. Who's going to make decisions for you? You maybe have people fighting about who's going to make medical decisions for you, and some people may have their own beliefs which don't meet your criteria for that. In addition, you get to control when your recipients receive their assets. If you have minor children or maybe children with special needs, you need to be able to protect them. So you're really protecting your family from others as well as the government agencies. On top of that, probate's not just at the time of your death, it's the powers of attorney, the financial and the medical. And so we want to make sure that we're avoiding probate during your lifetime, avoiding the need for that guardianship and that conservatorship. And once we have all these documents in place, we're not done yet. We need to be able to transfer your assets into the trust to avoid probate. So that's another big part of the equation. So, I mean, amongst all those things, we want to make sure that we have all these in place so that you are protected as well as your family.
All right. Well, we are having some technical difficulties, but that was Jeff Sharp, Managing Partner, Estate Planning Legal Services. Jeff, it's great to have you on board, not only for your expertise, but as a partner on Focus with Paul W. Smith.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Paul will be back tomorrow. We will reconnect all the wires. Stay tuned for JR Afternoon with Ryan Armani. What does Paul say? Regards.